I'd like to call this special meeting of the City of Council and Public Finance Authority to order. City Clerk, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Twiney?
Here.
Councilman Kennedy?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem McKeon?
Here.
Mayor Burns?
Here.
Councilwoman Vandermark?
Here.
Councilman Gruhl?
Here.
Councilman Williams?
Here.
All present.
All right, please stand with me and say the Pledge of Allegiance with me. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What is that saying they always say? No. City Clerk, do we have any supplemental communications?
Yes, we have 41 emails received regarding the agenda item.
Okay. Do we have anybody signed up to speak?
Yes, Mayor, we have 40 people signed up to speak.
40. All right. Let me remind everybody, City Attorney. Yeah.
Mayor, just for the crowd, just so everyone's aware, this is a little unique circumstance. We're meeting today in closed session to discuss a threat of litigation. There's not going to be an open session meeting after that, after we go into closed session to talk about the threat of litigation. So just want the crowd to be aware that there's not going to be an open public meeting today outside of this.
And comments are supposed to be restricted to the subject matter. All right, proper decorum at the City Council meeting is imperative in order for the public to remain informed about issues pertaining to the city's business. The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the public to be heard and address these issues in a public forum. Disruptive behavior, impeding or delaying or our ability to conduct the council's business will not be tolerated. Penal Code Section 403 prohibits disrupting this meeting, and enforcement action will be taken for violations of this law. At this time, the City Council will receive comments from members of the public regarding the topic included on the special agenda. Individuals wishing to provide a comment may do so by filling out a request to speak form delivered to the City Clerk. All speakers are encouraged but not required to identify themselves by name. Each speaker may have, we're going to give 30 seconds on this one. Who wants 2 minutes? My God. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of what we call disruption. Each speaker is going to get the 30 seconds of volume of speakers warrants reducing the time allowance, which it does. Please note that the Brown Act does not allow discussion or action on topics that are not on the agenda. Members of the public who would like to speak directly with a council member on an item not on the agenda may consider scheduling an appointment by contacting the City Council's Administrative Assistant at 714-536-5553 or emailing the entire City Council at city.council@surfcity-hb.org. So, City Clerk, do it 10 at a time, I guess.
When your name is called, please come down and use both podiums. Brett Bush, Dom, Mark Tomkonovich, Grace, Chris Byrne, Delaine Bailey, Eva Weiss, Dino Ferraro, Lisa Ferraro, Michael Rogers, Michelle Rogers.
Okay, politics is, my name is Brett Bush. Politics is not our most important duty, but it helps us to meet our most important duty. You're the watchman on the wall for Huntington Beach. The original watchman for our era is Michael Gates. He has been a profound leader and dedicated to the city of Huntington Beach. Your detractors seek to further divide our unity. Michael has helped you in many ways in your current leadership role. If we don't stand together, we will all fall completely. Greater love has no man than this who would lay down his life for his friends. Michael is a friend to Huntington Beach. Please support Michael Gates.
Next speaker.
Don McGee. I did have a lengthy speech, but I'm going to condense it down into 30 seconds. I'm here to speak for Michael Gates. I believe that this is the place he belongs. He belongs in the city attorney's office. He's the architect of the campaigns for the Magnificent Seven, a term that I coined, by the way. Sorry, Tony Strickland. And saved the city millions of dollars. And he's also an advocate for pro-God, pro-family, and pro-American politics. It's something that's missing right now, and we need him here. Thank you.
Next speaker.
Mark Tankovich, homeowner. My wife, I'm representing my wife and I, and my son, who's also a homeowner. We 100% support Michael Gates. When people laugh about him saving money, they don't seem to remember that he got $30 million back from the state from the housing fiasco way back then. And that's a fact. Look it up. Hire him back, please. Thank you.
Next speaker.
My name is Eva Weiss. I read an article just recently at the Register, and District Attorney Todd Spitzer wrote about the issue to bring back Michael Gates as the chief of all of the department. He said that tremendous amount of criminal activity and Huntington Beach have to take their part in it, and he's such an outstanding person to lead, and he did a lot for the city too. I don't have time to say anything about it.
Hi,
you're not, excuse me, hold on. You're not the timekeeper. We'll hear the buzzer. Please don't interrupt again. Or leave. Ma'am?
Hi, I'm Michelle Rogers. I'm here in support of Michael Gates and the decision that the city council makes. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir.
Mr. Mayor, council, and staff, my name is Michael Rogers, and I'm a 35-year resident here in Huntington Beach. I'm grateful for the current council and staff. I'm very grateful for the past, what Michael Gates has done. I think the current Mike in that position of lead council, I think, is a fantastic job. And two mics are better than one, so that's my saying.
Next speaker, please.
I was thrilled when I heard that Michael Gates was returning to the city attorney's office. We are blessed to have him back, as he has always fought tirelessly for Huntington Beach. He is a man of faith and integrity. I can personally attest to this after having worked with him over the last few years. His moral compass directs him to do what is right, and it's these values that translate to good government and a flourishing community. Other cities look to Huntington Beach.
Sorry. Next speaker.
His records and ideas speak for itself. Hostile work environment number one, rejected him. Voter ID, rejected. Youth restricted library section, rejected. Housing fight with Sacramento, rejected. Air show settlement, he wanted it secret. The court rejected it. Hostile workplace number two, DOJ, rejected him. Huntington Beach, reject him. And let us remember this. His children didn't choose this. I hope our community treats them with compassion and kindness. In closing, reject Michael Gates and his ideas.
You can lift that up.
Hello, my name's Chris. And I'm just here to support Michael Gates. I've known him for quite a long time. I've been a resident of Huntington Beach for over 55 years. I heard the reason he came back is because he heard that we couldn't get Catherine out of the water. But whatever reason he's back, I welcome him and glad he's back and look forward to his sitting in that chair over there in a couple years. All right, cool.
Next speaker.
All right, let's be honest. Many of you in those seats would not be in those seats without Michael Gates' support. He helped you get elected. He believed in your vision. You promised this community. If you won't support him now, when the community clearly wants you to, how can you expect the community to support you on your reelection? We want Michael back, and none of these slander and accusations have been proven, period.
Next speaker.
Public service is never easy, and Michael has spent years standing up for our community with dedication and integrity. While there are accusations being discussed right now, I believe in fairness and due process. Let the legal process work as it should, but let also remember the person we have known through years of service. Michael has always fought for Huntington Beach, small businesses. I'm a small business owner. We need Michael back. We want him back. I'm here to support him. Thank you.
Next stand, please.
Brian Riley, Janet Jacobs, Patricia Pappas, Eleni Hapsis, Aaron Spivey, Lindsay Click, George Washington, Roy McCord, Rick Brown, Nora P.
Hi, my name is Brian Riley, longtime resident of Huntington Beach. I'm a 40-year DOD employee. I have supervised many DOD personnel. When a person does not perform and they're terminated, there are two steps. They are given a notification of proposed action, and the proposed action is then taken. The notification notifies, typically says, if you resign in lieu of termination, the official record will show terminated. And in this case, if there's any ambiguity, if it is correct, he was terminated, act accordingly.
Next speaker, please.
Good morning, City Council. Today I'd like to give my support for Mr. Michael Gates. As you all know, we're new to the city about 5 years ago. We met the wonderful Casey and Gracie. And today I speak not only for the man, but also for the City Council. You guys are good people, and I know you'll do the right thing. Thank you.
Next speaker.
Good afternoon. I feel compelled to voice my strong support for Michael Gates and his continued service to the people of Huntington Beach. Michael is a born and raised Huntington Beach local who has become one of our community's most important defenders. At a time when our city faces increasing political pressure, overreach, and woke agenda mandates, we need proven leadership, leadership with courage, conviction, and a backbone to stand firm. Michael's demonstrated time and again that he's willing to challenge unjust policies and protect the values that make Huntington Beach unique. As a former city attorney, Michael Gates has been at the tip of the spear fighting against Sacramento's
right,
heavy-handed dictates.
You're done.
The buzzer does not seem to be working, so you'll have to call it.
All right.
Hi, my name is Janet Jacobs. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to support Michael here at this special election or the special meeting. The slander against Michael Gates is disgusting. It's nothing short of evil. I was happy to hear that he was coming back to Huntington Beach. He's relentless in fighting for us on the many battles with integrity and couth. He's been our city champion, and now the city's considering turning their back on him? Really? That just isn't right. We have to stand up against this assault on his character defamation.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Next speaker, please.
Bewildered. Our previous city attorney cost Huntington Beach taxpayers $2.5 million for age discrimination. Blessedly for the city, Michael Gates resigned his post. Gates was fired after 10 months in the Federal Justice Department after multiple counts of verbal harassment of women. Then he returned to Huntington Beach and didn't tell why he was terminated. Now he's suing his beloved Huntington Beach.
Next speaker, please.
Don't cave to the toxic bull.
Next speaker, please.
10 months ago, we gave Michael Gates a hero's send-off. Was so proud of Attorney Gates and his family for stepping up to President Trump's call to duty. What an honor this has brought to Huntington Beach. As a private citizen, our city attorney has always looked out for our residents, our city council, public servants, and staff. As our attorney, he holds a spirit of experience, knowledge, moral character, and winning.
I just want to support the city's investigation, which is appropriate.
and follow the process. And I agree with the previous speaker that just follow the procedures and maintain your positions of putting the city first. And I know it's going to be difficult to separate personal relationships, but your number one priority is to represent the city and protect its assets. Thank you.
Next speaker.
A lot of questions. When did Mr. Gates first learn about his federal termination notice? When did Mr. Gates first inform the council of his termination notice? When did the city offer to rehire Mr. Gates? Mr. Gates has threatened to sue the city. Does he have a formal contract to be rehired? Is that public? What are the guidelines about hiring someone who threatens to sue before starting to work? Mr. Gates says he has left DOJ to spend more time in HP. The feds say he was terminated. What is counsel's understanding about that discrepancy? Thank you.
Next speaker, thank you.
Hi, I'm Erin, a former librarian for the city and now a stay-at-home mom. I'm just here to remind you that despite your personal relationships with Mr. Gates, your feelings about his character, none of that should matter. What you should be focused on is the liability that this brings to the city. Someone who has past adjudicated record of discrimination, should that pattern repeat itself, the fines and fallout for that will be greater for the city. And we are facing a financial cliff.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Lindsay Click. I am a government employee, and I just wanted to say that your job is to help protect us, and that hiring someone who has a proven record of treating his subordinates with disrespect, at the very least, shows a lack of character on your part.
Next speaker.
Welcome home, Michael Gates. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. HB is that city on that hill, filled with many bright lights holding back the darkness. A light so bright the whole world can see our actions. Gates and everyone on this dais burns bright with truth, destroying the lies and darkness of the left. We will not go gentle under the dying of the light. Welcome home, warrior of the light. Where there is darkness, let there be light. Tell Gavin Newsom and his Western Alliance to shove his evil leftist globalist Podesta plan, their treasonous right, blue you. City and insurrection.
Next 10 speakers, Benji Blum, John Carcer, Joe Pettick, Ken Inouye, Jeannie Parrish, Ann Palmer, Sheila Gee, Zach McCready, Heidi Barlow.
Good morning. I believe that Huntington Beach should conduct its own investigation regarding the circumstances of Michael Gates' departure from the Department of Justice. I would recommend that this investigation be conducted by an outside, independent agency which is qualified to conduct this type of investigation and who would make a hiring recommendation to provide input that would be in the best interest and reflect the values of the city. Thank you.
My name is John Carcer, 55-year resident. Offering employment to anyone who is implicated in the creation of a toxic workplace environment, who also cost this city $2.5 million in an out-of-court settlement due to two city employees filing an age discrimination and hostile work environment case, should not be offered any employment in the city of Huntington Beach. Mr. Gates was terminated for cause by the Department of Justice.
All right, thank you, sir.
First of all, hi, good morning. My name is Heidi Barlow. First of all, I'm really, really surprised that we're here discussing if we should bring him back or not. This is a given. I want to speak in favor of hiring Michael Gates. I have met him multiple times in different settings, and he has always been more than respectful and honorable in his conduct and behavior towards me and everyone that I know. I want to remind you, the city council, what an asset he is to our city, how hard and boldly he has fought for us, and we should fight for him too.
Thank you, ma'am. Next speaker.
Good morning, Council. Zach McCready, resident of Huntington Beach for over 25 years, probably the only person in this room who has known Mike Gates for over 35 years. He's an outstanding man, outstanding city attorney. He fought for the city, replacing a previous city attorney that did not fight for the city, saved us from judgments. Dale Gallipo is one of the top plaintiff-sized attorneys in the state of California. He went up against Mike, got defense. That means the jury voted for the city and not for the person trying to sue the city. This guy's outstanding. He's an asset to our community. We want him back.
All right, next speaker.
Hello. I'd like to thank you guys for having this meeting today. I know you have to do your due diligence, and there's a lot more going on than may appear. But I just want to say that I've had the privilege to get to know Michael Gates over the past 5 years after working with him on various projects and campaigns. I've always found him to be of high character and consistently demonstrating integrity and willingness to assist in any way he can. The city has clearly benefited from his strong leadership and willingness to take on the big fight. I completely support him and his family at this time.
Next speaker.
Hello, City Council and all. Over a decade ago, I contributed my first HB elected candidate for office because I was concerned about the trend in overdevelopment of our suburban city and the number of uncontested frivolous lawsuits against HB, also known at the time as Sioux City. That was Michael Gates, and he delivered brilliantly, saving millions. Without him, we would already have over 40,000 housing starts, and the public would be screaming about high density in their neighborhoods. Do as you need to appropriately and legally hire. I support you.
Next speaker.
Wow, I can't believe we're here, guys. I just want to say that this is a risk, and I get it. You guys are all, you know, there's accusations, but I believe you guys know deep down that these are false. Nothing's been proven. And so these accusations are against a man that you guys know. And as I think about risk, I think of the fact that that's why all of you guys are sitting where you're sitting, because you took a risk, and Michael took a risk on you guys. It's hard to separate the personal, but let me tell you, he has fought for this city. He's done a great job for our city.
Thank you, sir.
And we fully, as
next
a community, support
next
him.
Speaker,
thank you very
thank
much.
You. Sir, you have been warned. You have been warned. Officers, is there any way you can remove that man up at the top with the glasses? He keeps on outbursts, and I'd appreciate it. We'll give this.
No comments, no yelling, no sound effects. When the beeper goes off, okay, we will do our best to get him out, okay? If they continue to talk, we will handle it, okay? You don't need your help. Understood?
Thank you.
Call the rest, please.
Do you have any more over there? Yeah. Tim Geddes, Peggy Haggerty, Kathleen, Regina Blankenhorn, Linda Diaz, Carol D, last name Davis, Sonia Beal, Bruce Warr, Chris Cluey, Guest P, Ed Laird, Paula Schaefer, Wendy Rincon, B Channel, Eva.
I told him before, but he did.
He wants to be last or something.
Good afternoon, Tim Geddes here. Bringing Michael Gates back into the fold of projecting legal opinion and policy for our city will be a reckless exercise which could put our city at grave risk for our civic future. Do not be led by the nose into further legal jeopardy that you will be held accountable for. Thank you.
Next speaker.
Mr. Gates has shown two qualities that would not be beneficial to our city. One, the moment he gets a better opportunity, he will abandon the city and take the better offer. This was demonstrated by his abdication of his duly elected role so he could join the DOJ, a position that he could not even last in for a year before he was fired for cause pursuant to Trump's official Department of Justice records. Further, the reason for his termination created a hostile workplace towards women in his office.
Next speaker.
After abandoning his post, the city council is trying to tip the scales in favor of a candidate who will fight for all things MAGA. They will give him a cushy position, one that didn't even exist 2 weeks ago. The city council, supposedly a non-political, non-religious interfering group, should not try to influence the voters through Facebook postings and glorious accolades by city council members. Chad, this is not democracy.
Next speaker, please. Next speaker.
Colleagues would state the only reason Michael Gates was city attorney because he was elected and would not be hired anywhere else. He is now threatening litigation, and the city needs to do its due diligence when hiring an employee. His history of hostile work environments
next
and claims
speaker, please.
Of derogatory.
Go ahead, ma'am. Thank you. I don't know why. Wait, hold on. The mics they shouldn't be working.
Hello?
There it is.
Okay. First of all, it's clear there's a lot of hogwash going around, and I just want to state that I'm very thankful that Michael Gates wants to return to Huntington Beach. I am proud of his character and his hard work in putting the Airshow lawsuit behind us. Mr. Gates is an honorable man. He's a family man. He's exactly what represents this city. We want him back to fight for Huntington Beach in every possible way. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is another example of silencing the public, and the public will be pushing back, especially for the four that are going to be reelected or run for reelection in 2026. Travis Hopkins as our city manager, Michael Vigliotta as our city attorney. This rests on you, opening us to liabilities and lawsuits. We don't want Michael Gates back.
Next speaker.
Good afternoon. I urge you to consider carefully your decision to hire Michael Gates. I believe he exposes our city to significant legal and financial risk. His termination, as reported for cause from President Trump's Department of Justice, is a huge red flag that deserves serious due diligence. Thank you.
Hi, Chris Cluey, Huntington Beach resident. I just want to say that you guys should follow the process. Your job is to follow the law. And the law is that if someone is under investigation or is suing someone, you should wait for that investigation to play out before you decide to hire him or not. Based on Michael Gates' previous history, I would make sure that that is a long and involved investigation, because we cannot afford as a city to spend more money on useless lawsuits or on paying out for subjects of hostile work environments. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Hi, I'm Teresa Davis. I'm here in support of Michael Gates. Let's bring him back.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Been a taxpayer 50 years in California and worked for the government, did the private sector. You need the homeowners to pay the government salaries. They are free city employees. And he's a good supporter for the city. He cares for the city. And we have to be careful of the media who's trying to divide us, divide our nation. We have to be careful what news do we listen to. We need one nation under God. We want him back. We want our government to be protected.
Thank you, ma'am. Next speaker.
My name is Ed Laird. I'm here to speak in behalf of Michael Gates. He is a man of integrity, and he is a man of transparency, and that's what brought us to here today, because of maybe he put too much out in the public before it was time. But I want to say that everything that's come out about him on the left is all hogwash, and we need him back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
According to a November 14th Orange County report, Gates was fired from the DOJ after accusations of a hostile work environment, consistent pattern of referring to female colleagues with derogatory names, objecting to an employment of a pregnant woman. This was all in the Civil Rights Department. He was also one of only two attorneys responsible for the Texas gerrymandering DOJ letter of a federal judge called, quote, legally unsound, baseless, ham-fisted, and a mess.
This is Trump's favorite story, so you're going to love it. Welcome to story time. On her way to work one morning down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. She wrapped him up all cozy and took him in for the night. Instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. But I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bitten me, but why? Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in. Take me in, Casey Gracie. Take me in, Patty Cakes. Take me in, Chad and Butchie, Don and Andy, cried
the
snake.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Bye-bye. Paula Schaefer here. Do not hire Michael Gates. Hiring Mr. Gates invites liability exposure. He has created a hostile work environment and discriminated against employees he supervised. There is also substantial reputational risk to the city, both internally and externally. Hiring Mr. Gates is a high-risk decision that most organizations would avoid unless there are truly exceptional circumstances. Those are not present here. The city cannot afford these risks for the reasons stated above. Do not hire Michael Gates.
Next speaker.
Hi, I think there's two things that I suggest here, that we have an outside law firm do the details and checking out the accusations or the lawsuit with Michael Gates. And the other thing I don't know is, what is the rush of filling this position now? This position has been open for, what, over a year. And Pat, thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Bruce Warre, 35-year resident. You offered a job to him. You cannot legally rescind it on hearsay. There should be legal consequences for doing so. That's why you're here today. He's an upstanding man. You know the person. 11 years here. There would have been some issue if there was an issue. The two old men, 75 years old, were basically can't try anything. Got to settle everything, and they couldn't cut it. And their attorneys. Thank you.
All right, anybody got anything? No more of the speakers. All right.
Mayor, may I be recognized?
Sure.
Should we come to a conclusion, Mayor, in closed session, I would like to reconvene here at the council to announce to the public what that conclusion is, pursuant to Government Code 54957.1, where it states the legislative body of any local agency shall publicly report any action taken in closed session and the vote or abstention of that action of every member present as follows. And under that, section number 5, action taken to appoint, employ, dismiss, accept the resignation of, or otherwise affect the employment status of a public employee in closed session pursuant to section 54957.
All right. City Attorney, you have any input on that?
No.
All right. So done. I'll make the motion to adjourn to closed session.
Second.
Done. we'll reconvene the special meeting of the City Council. And City Attorney, do you have anything to report from closed session?
No, I do not, Mayor. Thank you.
All right. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. We're adjourned until the regularly scheduled meeting Tuesday, December 25, here in the Civic Center, 2000 Main Street.